Hi, everybody. I'm Justin Burns, here from the Department of Ecology. This is my compatriot, Scott Bachmeier. Going to talk about fun today. The Birds of a Feather session was great. There was a lot of input. We talked about a wide range of things. We talked about retreats. We talked about FedEx days. We talked about flexible schedules and all the different ways to really increase the amount of fun in your organization. But I had a slightly different take on it. And I'm going to talk to you about it. But first, I want to give you a little background about the organization that we're from. So we are from the Department of Ecology of the state of Washington. It's a state agency. You probably can guess how up on the latest technology we are. Scott and I are sort of an exception to the rule in that we're serial early adopters. We're always keeping up with the latest tech and just as often beating our heads against the wall trying to push these ideas through our organization. So you think of a government organization, you think of slow to change, very conservative. We've got some problems that we've been trying to address. And so in the idea of having fun, we started a weekly meeting where we get the heck away from the office. We sit down and just talk about what we'd like to see changed. And one of the biggest things that kept coming up was visibility. Nobody sees what we're doing. We're doing some very cool things in our area here, but nobody is fully aware of that just yet. And so we wanted to raise the thermometer. We wanted to get people talking about what we're doing. So we decided to do some things that they look like fun, but they're still supporting our mission. They're still improving our practices. I think that the app revolution, so to speak, taught us that being unique and cool can be valuable. But it can't be your only value. Style without substance is meaningless. And so we wanted to do something that was cool and fun, but that also really helped move us forward. And so Scott will show you here. This is our build monitor and also our status monitor. This is all running through the VPN back to our office at Olympia. So we wanted to solve a few different problems here. One, we had no continuous integration. We had TFS 2010 installed on-prem, but nobody was doing builds. Nobody was doing tests. First thing we want to do is let people know that this even exists, that you can see your builds happen, that you can see when you failed your tests. So that's what the left side of this board is about. Right side of this board, the other issue we have is that people outside of the development team don't seem to quite get that when you have headphones on and you're staring intently at your monitor, that you're actually not really up for being interrupted. So we kicked around a bunch of ideas about how could we let people know this. Figured out the best way was just to put a big glowing light outside of the row before they even come in to bug us so that when we're not available, there's a big red light next to our name. We made the conscious decision to make do not disturb look exactly the same as offline so that when you say, I'm not here, you're not there. So that is our board. This was the first real salvo in this. Already looking at a follow-up, which is going to be something to help revise our daily scrum and also to bring more and more information up to the surface and let people see it and talk about it. And that's really the goal of this, is we want to get people talking. The managers sometimes, especially the state government, they live in a little bubble and they don't realize. They still think Agile is a controversial idea. We want to push the idea that no, that stopped being controversial a long time ago. This is what people are doing now. This is how the software industry is running. But to do that, we have to make them aware of it first. So we're starting with big glowing lights. The next step we want to take, this costs about $50. So this is really, really pretty inexpensive. These lights are awesome, by the way. Little side diversion here. So anybody ever over-engineered a solution to a problem? Yeah. So I wanted to learn electronics. Rather than get a book on it, I started a makerspace in Olympia. Seattle Maker Faire. Woo! So by building up these skills, by learning to work with this hardware, the Arduino's on the back of it. I've got plans for the Raspberry Pi in the very near future. It has a little more horsepower than this, but this was more than sufficient for the job. Big props to the people that made Team Build Screen, too, because they made the TFS integration part of that just absolutely brilliant. It's 15 lines of code runs the left side of that, or right side of that, whichever way you're facing. Anyway, so the next step that I want to do is I want to create an interactive display that actually shows some metrics, graphs, reports, again, posted on the outside of our area so that not just people that come in to interact with us, but anyone passing by is going to see that, is going to become aware of it, enable it for multi-touch so that when we do our daily scrums, we can stand up, we can be working on the task board at the same time that we're keeping getting our team members up to date, we can get our task board up to date at the same time. The hardware side of that is just sort of another passion project, which is sort of a theme with me. I do a lot of things just for fun. I work for state government because I want a steady paycheck. I want to not have to worry about it. And I want to have the time and energy to do awesome things after 5 p.m. And that's what this has let me do. This is why I was able to found a makerspace. So the skills that you gain doing things for fun really do come back around and really do benefit you in your day-to-day work as well. So the hardware thing is yet another passion project for me, but the software thing, I don't have a codeplex for it yet because I couldn't think of a name in the half hour before I got up here. But I am going to be starting a project. Everybody's invited to join in. Going to make it modular, going to take voice input, multi-touch input, and make it something suitable for anything from a 15-inch to a 60-inch monitor. Look for that. If anyone wants to email me, I'm justin@olimega.org. So that brings us to the end of the hardware and the software portion. I may not have the full 15 minutes. I found out I was doing this morning. So what we decided to do instead was some gratuitous demos. So this is one of the side projects that I'm working on right now. This is using a technique called optical flow to track using a regular webcam. But we have better things than regular webcams here, right? So let's get away from that and let's actually launch the Kinect instead. I think we're gonna have to recalibrate it because it crashed, woke up from sleep. So I will try not to stall too long here, but I do need to plug one more thing in. Should be seeing you any second now. Again, anyone that wants can hum the Jeopardy music. There he is. Just stick your hand out for us, Scott. Okay, so I don't know how many of you have worked with the Kinect SDKs before. They're really neat. The Kinect is an amazing camera. It can do several different kinds of interactions that I find really fascinating. This is our stopgap. So this is in the spirit of Agile, we're looking to deliver something quickly. We'd like to be able to do our stuff on the task board next week. This is what's going to let us do this right now. Eventually, I would love to switch over to a direct multi-touch display. I think that'll be a lot more accurate. But again, this can work for us right now. This is something that we can do to improve our process right now. All right, that looks about right. Looking good there. Okay, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a program that'll bridge this input over to the mouse, in theory. Demon of demos here. Yeah. All right, are we mousing, Scott? We are definitely mousing. All right. And then I'm just going to log into the Team Foundation service here. And I'm actually already logged in, thankfully. So if this were our daily scrum, we'd be hopping in here, hopping into our task board. Oops, wrong task board. All right, Scott, would you like to take it from here? Oh, didn't catch the drop. You gotta hover over. You gotta be over the item. So you see why we want to go with the multi-touch. This is fun. This is gonna make people laugh. It's gonna make us look silly in public, which is gonna get people talking. Bring it up. There. Especially on the projector, you can't see the lines. So for the full implementation, I plan to do this with the Kinect looking down at a table it's incredibly accurate when you do it that way. This is just silly. So that's all I have. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Really appreciated the chance to get up here and talk.
We got a moment or two for questions. Any questions about getting better funner? In the back there, just shout it out. Back on your mic.
Let me show you my doc here. Hold on just a second. You go away. So I was using a few off-the-shelf pieces there. That was an off-the-shelf Java program, which is why it was written in Java. But my doc here, I have about 7 IDEs here on Mac, and I have probably an equal number on Windows. So it's really flavor of the day. That's the thing about doing projects for fun, is you can do them in whatever platform, whatever language, whatever environment you want. And that's I'm using the NUI. The NUI driver for it right now. On Windows, I've done stuff with the main connect. The final version of this probably will be using the Windows SDK for the voice commands, because I think that'll be a really valuable feature for the task board to be able to see different things.
Great. Well, thanks to all of our speakers here for the lightning round. A big hand for all of them. And thank you very much for attending.